Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's use a weather analogy to start here. Beautiful here. A lot of optimism. Players, managers, coaches, GM. We go back north to our home, and it's miserable today. Pirates fans, kind of gloomy. Not a lot of optimism up there. How do you turn what's going on down here into something good up there?
You know, I think that's really important to do because it is not only beautiful and bright and sunny down here, but one of the reasons I love coming down and I love spring training is you see the degree of optimism and excitement. These players believe in each other. The coaching staff had dinner with them a couple of nights ago. They could not be more positive and enthusiastic about the players that we have on the field, the construction of this roster, the competition that we have for some of the positions. And I really hope that some of that energy, excitement, enthusiasm, and commitment does work its way back up. And I think it will as we begin to get these spring training games going, because there's a lot good going on down here in Bradenton.
Now, it was a relatively quiet offseason for the club. I know Neil made some late signings, brought in some veteran players that he feels can contribute to this team. You did lose some significant veteran players. The payroll is noticeably down from what it was. What do you say to people who say the commitment isn't there because you're not spending what you did a year ago or 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it really is important to look at the players we do have on the field as opposed to the ones that we don't. We have an extremely young pitching core that's going to be stronger. They performed very well last year, and I think we see real opportunity for growth. And Neil took real care over the offseason to look at what those highest impact changes that we could make. And so if you take a look at first base or third base, bringing in some pitching or hitting support to drive the offense, we have faith in Josh Bell. He's going to be a really good first baseman. I think we can get that bat swinging. If you take a look at the outfield as constructed, very solid. I think Lonnie's going to be a good addition to strengthen that group. But we didn't need to fundamentally rebuild some of those pieces. So building on the team that had a 7-game improvement last year and expecting a real improvement this year, again, level of optimism and belief in this team is very high.
Does your business model allow for, let's say your payroll is in the mid-70s right now, and this is all hypothetical, but something might happen to one of your players or something has not panned out down here, there's a free agent out there who might be willing to accept a 1-year deal or a 2-year deal at maybe 20, 25 million. Does your business model allow you to pursue that player?
Well, I think it's more of a question of what does Neil think and what do we collectively think will have the greatest impact on the club. And so absolutely Neil has had and continues to have, whether it's in the trading deadline or even during spring training, has been able to adjust and make additions and make changes in the roster. There's no question that has been a part of his plan and his process for many years. If you look at the addition of Archer and Keller midseason last year, I think those are the types of changes that impacted not only half a season in 18, but became a real building block for 1920 and beyond.
Too early to formulate the roster, obviously, but can you tell us where your payroll is going to come down in relative to what it was last year?
Yeah, I think that it's early to put the specifics together, but again, what we're going to focus on is, you know, we'll never define ourselves purely in terms of dollars. We certainly have a number of young players this year. We have some heading into arbitration 8, heading into arbitration for 2020, so there'll be changes over time, but again, we're going to focus on the talent, skill, makeup of the team that we have, and frankly, focus on the faith and confidence that front office, coaching staff, and the players have in themselves.
Since the end of the 2015 season, your attendance has dropped almost a million fans through last year, through over a three season. I mean, that to me would seem to be alarming. How do you look at it?
Yeah, there's no question. We absolutely appreciate all of the fans who came. We had 1.5 million people in the ballpark last year. We absolutely respect and appreciate the fans, and we understand and respect the fans who questioned, particularly in the early part of last year, after some of the difficult trades that we made. However, what you did see was this team performed above expectations last year. I think we're on that track again. Team performed extremely well at PNC Park in front of a excited and committed fan base last year. Performed extremely well with the division. We need to identify those gaps where we fell short, and that's what Neil has spent the entire offseason doing. I believe we're filling some of those gaps, and it'll be much better as we go forward.
Is your projection for this year more than 1.4 something million?
Absolutely.
Would you care to share what your goal would be?
I don't think that we have a number targeted there, just as we're not going to give a wins number for the team. Those are hard to do. What we're going to do every day is to put the very best team we can on the field. We're going to invite the fans to the ballpark, and we're going to celebrate the fans who come out to the best ballpark in America to watch their Pittsburgh Pirates playing very competitive baseball with the target of winning.
Well, that's fine. Bluntly put, I've heard people tell me directly that as long as you are the owner of the Pirates, they will not step foot back into the ballpark. That is where their feeling is. How do you respond when I make a comment like that to you, or if someone has made a comment like that to you?
Yeah, again, I think that we can't, I can't respond to every fan. I hope there aren't people who feel that way. Certainly a few years ago, we had 2.5 million people in the ballpark supporting a very strong team that in 13, 14, and 15, greatly overperformed the expectations that people had. We didn't get the job done and bring home a world championship, but we put a real team on the field. Clearly, we had a tough cycle over the last couple of years, significant improvement on the field last year. I think this year we're extremely well positioned to take that next step forward. That's what the players believe. That's what our coaching staff believes. It's what the front office believes. It's what I believe.
Obviously, the peak of the success was the 15 season, a 98-win season. In retrospect, how you handle that offseason, allowing some veteran players to leave, bringing in some veterans who did not live up to what you had hoped, would you like a do-over on that offseason?
Yeah, we don't get do-overs in baseball. You don't get do-overs game by game, pitch by pitch, or season by season. And what we're focused on is learning as much as we can from the past and applying that to good decisions as we go forward.
Do you think, though, that was an opportunity lost for this franchise?
I can't spend my life looking backward. We need to be looking at the 19 season. We need to look at the 20 season, look at the changes that we made throughout last year. And again, I think that we are really structured to be able to have an excellent 2019 team and, frankly, a young team that we can continue to build in the future on.
You have these good young pitchers, a lot of them arbitration eligible soon. Are you thinking of attempting to perhaps lock some of them up long term if you could?
Yeah, I think it's probably not appropriate to talk about any individual pitcher, but in general, we certainly have considered that, and frankly have shown a willingness and ability to get that done in the past with other players. That'll continue to be part of Neil's strategy and a tool in Neil's arsenal.
Given there are clouds perhaps on the horizon between the ownership and the Players Association, what do you see developing over the next year or so in that regard?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really interesting process. I have a tremendous amount of faith in the commissioner's office. They have a very difficult job building a coalition both among owners in the best interest of baseball, in the best interest of the fans, and in collaboration with the players' union. There's a lot of work to be done, and I think we have exactly the right people who are gearing up to get that work done.
How do you feel you're perceived by the average Pirate fan, and how would you like to be known?
Yeah, I don't spend a lot of time worrying about things that I can't directly control. What I can focus on is putting the very best team we can on the field in 2019, continue to build on the improvement that we had in 19. What worries me only about the perception is to the extent that it negatively impacts the team itself. We can't allow that to become an internal distraction. And so we're going to focus on the work that we need to get it done, and put the very best team we can on the field.
From what I'm hearing is the players may be feeling the effect of fans' unhappiness with ownership or management. Would you agree that that could be a potential problem?
Yeah, I really don't think that's a problem here, and I know you've had a chance to spend some time down here at spring training. I think the attitude with the players has been tremendous. Attitude with the coaches has been tremendous. They're focused on the work they need to get done. They're focused on having a tremendous team on the field, and each of us need to focus on our task at hand and start driving the work forward.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.